sci-fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Brings you SF-68, stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF-68. On your furniture with Pledge. You simply spray it on and wipe. Pledge waxes and polishes instantly as you dust. There's no rubbing required. Give new life to tired-looking furniture with Pledge. Look for the push-button aerosol can. Pledge, now only 59 cents.
I feel great. You are my sunshine, my...
A moment ago, you had a splitting headache.
That was before I took a grandpa headache powder.
Grandpa headache powders kill pain, soothe strained nerves, and lip powders work quickly because their famous triple action formula dissolves almost immediately. Get the quickest relief from any pain, all pain. Get grandpa headache powders.
Ah, grandpa.
Nothing, except the dinosaurs. Ask Mr. Travis to come in here, please. Travis is a safari guide. If you're interested, he'll tell you more. The inclusive cost will be $10,000.
Safari guide? In the past? Yes, I got $10,000. I scraped together all I have. I've sold property, insurance policies.
Just as long as you have the money and understand the conditions, that's all we're interested in, Mr.
Eccles. Robert Eccles. Gosh, to think, a time machine, a real time machine. Millions of years, travel back millions of years to shoot a dinosaur. Can you credit that?
Yes, Mr. Eccles, I can.
Oh, yes, well, sure you can. I mean, you're in charge of the whole thing. This Mr. Travis, the guide, you said conditions? You said something about conditions?
If Travis says no shooting, there's to be no shooting. He'll tell you where and when to shoot. If you disobey instructions, there's a stiff penalty of another $10,000, plus possible government action on your return.
Wow. You know, it's kind of funny. If the election had gone badly yesterday, I might be in here now, running away from the result. Thank the stars Keith won. He'll make a fine president of the United States.
Yeah, you said it. We're lucky. If Deutscher had gotten in, we'd have had the worst kind of dictatorship. There's an anti-everything man for you, Deutscher. A militarist. Anti-intellectual, anti-human, anti-every darn thing there is. Everything that's good, that is. People call Time Safari Incorporated up, you know. Joking and yet not joking. Said if Deutscher became president, they wanted to go live in 1492. Of course, it's not our business to conduct this case, but to form safaris. Anyway, he's president now. All you got to worry about is...
shooting my dinosaur.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex. The Thunder Lizard. The darndest monster in history. Find this release. Anything happens to you, we're not responsible. Those dinosaurs are hungry.
Oh, yeah. Trying to scare me?
Frankly, yes. We don't want anyone going who'll panic at the first shot. Six safari leaders were killed last year and a dozen hunters. We're here to give you the greatest thrill a real hunter ever asked for. Traveling you back 60 million years to bag the biggest darn game in all time. Well, Mr. Kravitz, customer here, he's all yours.
Travis, the safari leader, his assistants, Desperance, and two other hunters, Billings and Kramer. The time machine. First a day, and then a night. Then a day, and then a night. Then it was day, night, day, night, day, night. A week, a month, a year, a decade. AD 2055, AD 2019, 1999, 1957. 1857, gone, gone.
Can these guns get a dinosaur, Cole?
If you hit them right. Some dinosaurs have two brains, you see, one in the head, another right down the spinal column. You put your first two shots into the eyes. If you can, blind them. Then go for the brain.
Time with a film run backwards. Suns fled. 10 million moons fled after them.
Every hunter that ever lived would envy us today. This is going to make Africa seem like Illinois.
Above the earth.
It doesn't touch as much as a single blade of grass. Not a single flower or tree. It's anti-gravity metal. Its purpose is to keep you from touching, in any way, this world of the past. You must not get off the path. Not under any circumstances. If you fall off, there's a penalty. A big one. And don't shoot any animals we don't okay.
Why?
Because we don't want to change the future. We don't belong here in the past. The government doesn't like us here. Not knowing it, we might kill an important animal, a small bird, a flower even, thus destroying an important link in a growing species.
Look out there. It's like...
Now, I'm not sure I followed about that. If we kill something...
Okay, look. Say we accidentally kill one mouse here. That'd mean all the future families of that one mouse are destroyed, right?
Right.
And all the families of the families of the families of that one mouse. With one stamp of your foot, you annihilate first one, then a dozen, a million, a billion possible mice.
So they're dead. So what?
Hey, can we get out there
now? Hold it. Now, you've got to understand this thing. You kill the mice. For the want of those mice, a fox starves to death. For want of 10 foxes, a lion starves. For the want of that lion, all manner of insects, vultures, a million life forms are thrown into chaos and destruction. 10,000 years later, a caveman goes hunting saber-toothed tigers. But you, coming out of the present, have wiped out all the tigers in that region by killing one mouse. So the caveman stars. But this caveman isn't just any old caveman. He's an entire future nation. From his loins would have sprung 10 sons. By destroying this one man, you destroy an entire race, an entire history of life. Never step off the path. Never. The path, this machine, everything sterilized, as you know. No bacteria from the future has come here into the past. Okay, let's go.
I see. Mr. Travis, how do we know what animals to shoot?
They're marked with red paint. Today, before our journey, we sent Lesperance here back with a machine. He follows certain animals.
Right. I track them through their entire existences. When I find one that's gonna die through a tree falling on it or one that drowns in a tar pit, I note the exact hour, the minute, the second. I shoot a paint bomb. Leaves a red stain. Then I correlate our arrival here in the past so that we meet the monster not more than 2 minutes before it would have died anyway. See? Now this way we only kill animals with no future. We're never gonna mate again. We're kept. We destroy nothing that wouldn't have been destroyed.
But if you came back this morning in time, you must have bumped into us. Our safari. Was it successful? Tell me, did we all come through? Alive?
There's no way of telling if this expedition was a success or not, Mr. Eccles. Time stepped aside. We saw nothing. We don't know whether this expedition was a success or not. We don't know if we got our monster. Or whether all of us, meaning you, Mr. Eccles, got out alive.
The jungle was high. The jungle was broad, and the jungle was forever and ever. Sounds like music and sounds like flying tents filled the air. The gentlemen from out of the future walked along their floating roadway into the heart of the past.
Even aim that gun for fun.
Sorry, I was just... Say, when are we going to meet our Tyrannosaurus, huh?
Up ahead. He bisects his trail in 60 seconds. Look for the red paint and stay on the path. Safety catches off, everybody.
Release your safes. You first shot, Eccles. Second, Mr. Billings. Third, Cromer.
I've hunted tiger, wild boar, and elephant, but... But now I'm shaken like a kid.
Shh. There. In the mist. There he is. There's his royal majesty. Now.
And everything was suddenly still. It was as if someone had shut a door on the world. And then, from out of the mist, 100 yards away, came Tyrannosaurus Rex and the sound of thunder.
$100,000. Just let me take me back to fix things up. It'll be all right. I swear it. Look, look, listen. My checkbook, see? See it, look. I'll just...
Please, you yellow. Get out there. The body of the thing we killed's lying on the path. Stick your arms up to your elbows in its mouth. And then... Then you can come back. Go on.
That's unreasonable. I... Please, no.
Ed, you yellow, no good.
No,
Travis. The bullets. The bullets can't be left behind. They don't belong in the past. Here's my knife. You dig them out.
And then you'll take me back? Please?
Get out there.
Off the path, that's all. A little mud on my shoes. What do you want me to do?
I might kill you. I don't know. I've got my gun ready.
No, I'm innocent. I haven't done anything.
2005, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 51, 2, 3, 4, 20, 55. And the machine stopped.
Get out.
The room was there, just as they left it. The same man sat behind the same desk, but the same man did not quite sit behind the same desk.
Everything okay here?
I said... Sure. Everything's fine. Welcome home.
Travis did not relax, though. He seemed to be looking at the very atoms of the air itself, at the way the sun poured through one high window.
Okay, Eccles. Get out. And don't ever come back. Well, you heard me. What are you staring at?
Eccles stood smelling the air. And there was a thing to the air, a chemical taint, so subtle, so slight. The colors, white, gray, blue, orange on the wall and the furniture and the sky beyond the window were... And there was a feel. What sort of world it was now, there was no telling. He could feel them moving there beyond the walls, almost like so many chess pieces blown in a dry wind.
Eccles. I said... Wait, what are you staring at?
But the immediate thing was the painted on the office wall, the same sign he had read earlier on first entering. Time safaris and safaris to any year in the past. You name the animal, we take you there. You shoot it. The same words, except... The spelling? Safaris was spelled S-E-F-A-R-I-S. Animal had two L's. Name was N-A-I-M. Take heavy word, it, spelt with two T's. And any child knows that. Or...
No, it can't be. Not a little thing like this, no.
Embedded in the mud on the bottom of the time traveler's shoe, glistening gold and green and black, was a butterfly. Very beautiful. And very dead.
Not a little thing like this. Not a butterfly.
It fell to the floor. An exquisite thing. A small thing that could upset balances and knock down a line of small dominoes. All down the years across time.
Not knowing it, we might kill an important animal. A small bird. A flower. Thus destroying an important link in a growing species. You kill the mice. You
for the want of those butterflies,
a fox star,
the want of those butterflies,
the want of ten
birds, star,
lion star,
10,000
years later,
caveman,
coming out of the present, have wiped out all the caveman stars. Step on a butterfly, and you leave your footprint like the Grand Canyon across eternity. Queen Elizabeth might never be born. Washington might never cross the Delaware.
Washington might never.
Thank the stars, keep one. He'll make a fine president of the United States.
If Deutscher had gotten in, we'd have had the worst kind of dictatorship.
Killing one little butterfly couldn't be that important, could it?
Who won the presidential election yesterday?
You're joking. You know darn well.
Deutscher! Of course, who else?
What's wrong?
Please. Please, can't we take it back? The butterfly. Could we make it live again? Please. Can't we start all over again? The cut!
He did not move. Eyes shut, he waited. He heard Travis breathe loud in the room. He heard Travis shift his rifle. And suddenly, there was a sound of thunder.
Say, ladies, a little bit more about Biotex, the amazing new washing product now on the market. You've heard what people all over the country are saying about Biotex. They're saying it is different to any washing product they've ever used before. With amazing new Biotex, the stubbornest stains will vanish. Yes, vanish. Clean away. Just by soaking your laundry overnight in cold water, or for an hour or two in warm water, or by pre-washing it quickly in your washing machine. So, get amazing new Biotex today.
Clean, clean, everything soon will be clean, clean, for all the world to see. Soak, soak, stains away easily when you use new Biotex.
You have just been listening to A Sound of Thunder by Ray Bradbury. Brought to you by Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder. A Sound of Thunder was adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe. Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.